Well, we're heading into the busy summer restaurant season for most of the New England area, and joining us from Wampley to discuss the state of the local restaurants for the state of Massachusetts is Brad Plothow. Thanks for coming on, Brad. So talk to me. I was a little bit surprised by this report. Tell me, what is the busiest month and some of the busiest holidays for local restaurants around here?
Yeah, well, we're actually entering the busiest time of the entire year for restaurants in Massachusetts. So of the 5 days last year that were the top sales days across the board for Massachusetts restaurants, four of them were on Cinco de Mayo weekend, including the number one day of the year, which was Cinco de Mayo, and Mother's Day weekend. So it's really time to make hay at restaurants locally in Massachusetts. We were surprised by some of these findings, too, including the fact that Cinco de Mayo was the number one day of the year. It's actually a surprisingly good day nationally, but in Massachusetts, it really rules the day, better than St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, the Super Bowl, all the above.
Do you know if these stats hold true across the country? I mean, are these four May holidays really, you know, big restaurant days in other parts of the country? Or is there something specific going on here in Massachusetts that I'm not quite understanding?
Yeah, so Cinco de Mayo in general, we found was a better day than we expected. So nationally, Cinco de Mayo is the 36th best day of all 365 days of the year. So it still ranks above, like, a Valentine's Day, for example, which you expect to be higher, which is the 107th best day. And that's largely, we think, because it fell on a Friday last year, which is obviously a good day for restaurants. This year, we expect the same because it's falling on a Saturday, which is an even better day for restaurant sales.
Yep.
Mother's Day, though, nationally, by far the number one day of the year. So in general, when we've analyzed, you know, millions of transactions across hundreds of thousands of businesses, restaurants in the country, we find very little break from the seasonality, the normal seasonality in restaurant sales. It's like a bigger bump in the weekend. Not much that kind of changes that. Mother's Day is the one huge exception. Two out of five restaurants nationally see their very best day of the year on Mother's Day. So definitely massive shift in consumer behavior on that day.
And so do restaurants really need to prepare to be making a whole lot of their annual revenue in this 1 month? I mean, what portion of these a lot of these restaurants' revenue is coming just from summer sales, I guess, in particular, and, you know, specifically May sales in general,
May
sales?
On an annual basis, we don't want to get too carried away. So most individual days don't account for more than about a 0.5%, including Mother's Day, or in the case of Massachusetts, Cinco de Mayo. So you don't want to say, hey, look, if we whiff on this day, it's over for us. In most cases, we see that the average weekend is better than any individual day. However, if you just look at Massachusetts and what's at stake on that day, on Cinco de Mayo last year, people spent $3 more per ticket, and they saw almost 20 more visitors on that day than the average day, and revenue doubled on that day. So if you're looking for a shot in the arm, you definitely want to maximize, you want to adjust your staffing, you know, maybe promote on that day. Mother's Day, similar story, 68% increase in the ticket size. So people are spending like $23 more per ticket, and they're seeing a lot more transactions as well on that day. So, you definitely want to take advantage of this if you run a restaurant in Massachusetts or elsewhere, but it's not the end of the world. There are plenty more weekends and days of the year for you to bring in the dough.
You know, there's a few on here that aren't terribly surprising, right? You know, July 4th, not great for restaurants. Thanksgiving Day, not great for restaurants. A lot of people are cooking at home, having cookouts or, you know, a big Thanksgiving meal. But the Super Bowl is bringing in pretty abysmal numbers into the restaurants.
Yeah, it's very strange. And, you know, again, one of those things that we expected bars and lounges to be packed, for example, we've consistently seen that's not the case. In fact, last year, the last couple of years, we've done analysis on even those cities where they have a dog in the fight and seeing if that lifts bars and restaurant sales. So 2 years ago when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, you did see a pretty big lift in bars and restaurants on the Super Bowl. We assume that that's people packing into bars after the game's over to celebrate.
Mm.
This past year, it was exactly the opposite. So people packed into bars and restaurants in Philadelphia. Yeah. But as far as restaurant sales go, it just looks like people are having parties at home. They're ordering pizza. They're having their friends over to their place.
Interesting. Well, again, thanks for coming on and discussing a big month for restaurants here in Massachusetts for the month of May and nationwide. That's Brad Plothow from Wampley. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Pretty, I don't know. I was surprised that May would be the biggest month. I get Mother's Day. I guess
it's
nice out, man.
People just want to like
it's you've been miserable the entire winter.
All winter, you're it's finally warm out, and you say, "Gee, wouldn't it be nice if we went to that place that has like that great outdoor seating?" Or wouldn't it be great to just get outside and go somewhere so that we're not sitting at home anymore like we have been for the last 4 months?
Yeah, or just get ready for Cinco de Mayo and.
I think that makes it makes a lot of sense from that perspective there. So I mean, I can tell you, I don't go out to dinner a whole lot. I've been out a couple times in the last week just because it's been so. It's like, man, like it's nice out. Like, look at this. Like, we finally made it to the reason why we all live in New England. You know, it's tough sometimes.
Got through the 6 months of the reasons that we don't like to live in New England.